Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Well, Bill Barty, the fall activities are starting to pick up. The water oaks are dropping those itty-bitty acorns, and the turkey and the deer are smiling.
Isn't that? That's a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
Deer are going to get fat. Now, one negative, if you want to call the negatives, is our leaf peeping season has a bit of a delay. Even up in the high country, we still are going to wait a little bit for color change.
That's a good thing. I don't want that river full of leaves just yet, so hold off on that. Now, we've got to get out there and get busy and get us a persimmon pit, because the persimmons are ripe and the critters are eating those too, and we've got to have that persimmon pit weather prediction that we are so famous for.
It's never wrong, is it?
Can't remember. That's a good thing. We predict well in advance and everybody forgets what we said.
That is so true.
We are guilty until proven innocent.
So we don't have our persimmon pit, so we can't go through the process, at least on this segment of the program. But, Don, let's go ahead and work on what those shapes are or how the process works. So you get a persimmon this time of year. You go get the pit.
And the seed.
The seed, and that's where the work, that's when the work begins, right?
Right. You got to split that thing edgeways and not cut your fingers off. That's the hard part. Do not try this at home.
That is a hard part. No kidding, because that's a slippery little small thing that you're operating on. So anyway,
very slippery.
So anyway, once you do that and you split the seed, then you're looking for a specific shape in the white of that seed.
That's right. Knife, fork, or a spoon.
So knife, fork, or a spoon. So can you do this? Not to put you on the spot, but a knife.
Cutting cold weather.
A fork.
You're going to sift right through it. It's going to be a mild winter.
And a spoon.
You're going to scoop a lot of snow.
Ooh, that's where the precipitation comes into play.
That's right.
Okay. Well, we're going to go hard at work to find our 2018 persimmon seed and split that baby open, and stay tuned. That's our tease here on the Carolina Outdoors.
About every critter out there eats those ripe persimmons.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
They're a lot better than the unripe ones, which will lock your jaw down.
That will make you...
You
make
haven't
you...
seen sour till you bit into a green persimmon.
It makes your face change.
Or even a semi-ripe persimmon. Persimmons get ripe and last about one day because every critter in the woods eats them, from the deer to raccoons, you name it. Everybody likes those ripe persimmons.
Welcome, everybody, to the Carolina Outdoors. The voice over there, Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. Each week we come in, break down four podcast/radio segments for your listening pleasure, where we celebrate the Carolina Outdoors, or actually adventure in general. And in line with that, we have an adventure video contest that's going on, sponsored by our friends at Jesse Browns. It's a chance to win bragging rights and money by entering your video. You can head over to jessebrowns.com, click on the little picture of a campfire, and you can type it in. It's 2 to 4 minutes is the requested video length. It needs to be PG, or maybe PG-13 if you really want to stretch it out a little bit. And the video submissions are all due before March 8th of 2019. So if you don't have a video produced, get to it. Of whatever your adventure is, it might be that deer hunt, it might be a fishing trip, it might be a mountain biking ride, or maybe a hike along any kind of trail. Just produce that video, submit it at jessebrowns.com, and we'll take it from there.
Now, later on, we're going to have somebody can probably give you a little advice on your photography skills.
That's exactly right. We got Michael C. Hernandez, who's going to come in here with Capture Happy, and he's going to give us some of that advice, and maybe we can win the video contest.
Maybe we could do a trail camera video.
Yeah, I think so.
Of something interesting.
He'll give us the lay of the land like that. I didn't tell the prizes of that video contest. You might could buy a new camera. It's $500 cash and bragging rights for first place. Second is you battled for pride for $250. And third, not too shabby, and a $100 bill for your troubles and for the celebration.
Man, that's worth doing.
I think
so. Send a kid to college on that.
Don, I got to get in here and talk to you, because I kind of turned sideways on that talk about animals. But, of course, you've seen the pictures. We haven't posted them out there. But Wendy Barty down in Clover, South Carolina has, we think,
speaking of PG-13,
spotted
Pictures of?
Bear scat.
Pooh.
Exactly.
Not Winnie the Pooh either.
through her deft surveillance of the Pooh, anyway, she hasn't spotted the bear, but there's a bear that has continued to operate down there in York County. Now, in the summertime, there was one that came from Mecklenburg over to York County via the waterways of Lake Wylie, if you remember. It made the news and that sort of thing, but it went from the Red Fez Club there, the Shrine Club, across to essentially River Hills, which is a community right there at the Buster Boyd Bridge.
Upgraded his residence, eh?
He's moved down there to the Bar T residence, apparently. The driveway.
Now here's
of York
the ironic
County.
Part. What was he doing down there? Eating persimmons.
That is one of the identifiers. He had persimmon in his poo. So.
A whole bunch of persimmon pits, and I can't believe you didn't grab up one of those slightly used persimmon pits.
Well, I just saw the photo.
Oh, I see. Well, and I verified it. It looked like bear poo to me.
Don, so anyway, stay tuned for more updates on that as time goes on. Usually by this time of year, the bears have gone back into the high country as they prepare for their cooling down period, their hibernation. They slow down a little bit. Of course, some of those black bears don't hibernate like we learned about in the books, per se. But
well, they've been eating persimmons. Now they're switching to those acorns that I was mentioning earlier. And, you know, I just can't believe you missed that opportunity for persimmon pits that easy to pluck out of the driveway.
Stay tuned. Listen, also, there may come something from this. It may be a story. And a lot of people may be listening to the Carolina Outdoors going up to Jonesboro, Tennessee, because the International Storytelling Center is located there in Jonesboro, and they have a famous three-day festival that's taking place this weekend, October 5th, 6th, and 7th in historic Jonesboro. And, Don, it is something to see. The whole town turns into a, well, it already is a storytelling a village, but now it's impacted by thousands and thousands of fans that come to hear all the different stories. They set up the tents. You have to buy tickets, and you can go to thestorytellingcenter.net to pick up those tickets to buy them, or you can buy them at the International Storytelling Center there in Jonesboro. The whole place is made up of the Storytelling Center, so you can easily find it and then head off to hear the different performances and stories that are availed all over the township.
And that's some real entertainment there.
It's amazing. I've been one time, and they had, you know, I think of an Appalachian story because that's where Jonesboro is, but they have all kinds of stories. They can have stories of Chicago, Illinois, or ghost stories, or really sad stories, or really funny stories, and they're all happening all over the place in these great big festival-sized tents, and these talented storytellers get up on the stage, and away they go.
How about a Bigfoot story?
I bet they have that, too. We got a little bit of update from our North Carolina Bigfoot Festival that happened in the weeks past from T.J. Boggs over here. He said his buddies and friends went over there, and it was so crowded that they could barely do anything.
There you go. So, Sasquatch will draw a crowd.
Sasquatch did draw a crowd and brought a whole bunch of people up to Marion, North Carolina, as will they if there's a Bigfoot story in Jonesboro. Who knows? Because they have all kinds of stories. If you're traveling up there, enjoy the stories that you may hear. We've got a bunch of stories to tell on this week's podcast and radio segments that the Carolina Outdoor crew has here. We're going to go over to our friend Michael C. Hernandez with Capture Happy to learn about the changing of the seasons and what that may do to our photography. Plus, a bunch of technology changes continue, so maybe we'll learn how to improve the pictures that we take, whether it be landscapes and leaves, and or maybe it's a trip or a cycle ride that we're doing, or maybe it's that video contest. He's going to join the Carolina Outdoor guys. Another noted photographer is Jeb Hall. He's the author of the Southern Appalachian Fly Guide. He's going to come on to talk to us about the October fishing, maybe find out what summer meant, but also look forward and find out what fall is going to mean, and also learn a little bit about his guidebook that helps us go to different places to catch fish And lastly, we're going to find out from the James K. Polk folks, specifically Scott Warren, about what's happening down there at the James K. Polk Historic Site. All of that on the Carolina Outdoors this week. We'll be back after these messages.